Hey guys, thanks for tuning us in for this 34th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. Special guests for this episode include Altus Chamber of Commerce President Roger Kerr, Judge Janine Pirro. Also from Bill Jack Products, we'll have Kim Gabaline. And we'll also have actor and creator of The Cheaters, Tommy Habib, will be a special guest wrapping up the show. If you would, please take the time to subscribe, drop a like, comment, leave some feedback, and share with your friends. And we do want to thank our sponsor for today's podcast, Smiley's Breezy Vapes, located at 313 Falcon Road in Altus. You can visit them online at smileysbreezyvapes.com. Our first guest is Altus Chamber of Commerce President Roger Kerr, talking about upcoming activities here in Southwest Oklahoma. Grand Poobah from the Chamber of Commerce and also the Economic Development Corporation, Roger Kerr on the line with us. And Roger, happy Friday to you, my friend. Unfortunately, not able to do a face-to-face this week, but got it
on. Yeah. Well, happy Friday to you. Thanks for always being so willing to have us on and to share the good things going on in our community. And it is a beautiful Friday.
It is a beautiful Friday.
You bet. Well, hey, if you allow, I'll just go on and jump on in here. Bonnie's worked hard to get our community calendar spun up, and we've got quite a few items on here. So I'm just going to dive in. We'd like to thank CAE right off the top as our partner member of the day. And they do a great job and their contract services at Altus Air Force Base and keeping our airmen and their mission going out there. So we appreciate them and what they do as a partner here in our community. I'm going to just dive into here. There's going to be the Spooker Cart Nationals is going to be going on out at the Great Plains Stampede Rodeo Arena this weekend, October 17th and 18th. And they're going to have the go-kart races. And my understanding is 34 entries out there right now. I've heard that it's a lot of fun, and we're excited and appreciate the Great Plains Rodeo Committee is the ones that sponsor and work on that. And so that's one of those things, you know, that goes on in the background of our community that draws in tourism and brings people into Altus. They stay in our hotels, they buy gas and fuel here, eat out at our restaurants. And these are the things that really are good for our community. And so we appreciate them looking for ways to utilize the arena out there in more than one way for the rodeo. And so they're trying to do some other things to get us qualified to do PBR rodeos out there, bull ridings and things like that. And so appreciate the work that they do. That's all a volunteer effort. So way to go, team out there, and get out there and enjoy that. And then our Altus Animal Welfare Shelter, it's always doing great jobs. They're being aggressive and trying to get the animals in there and out of there. And so this is kind of a be a champ and adopt an active breed dog. And so if you're looking for an animal and you're thinking about buying one, you know, go out to the shelter first and look and see. They've always got some great animals. I've heard so many great stories about people that have found a shelter animal, and it works out great for the family and great for the dogs or animals. And so check with them out there, 481-2285, or you can drive by out at 2200 Enterprise Drive and see them. And then our friends out at Altus Parks and Recreation doing a great job of trying to keep our kids entertained and involved through all of this. And so we've got girls and boys basketball registrations underway. They want them to register by no later than Sunday, November 15th. And so these aren't co-ed leagues. It's going to be boys and girls basketball. The grade divisions are broken up first and second, third and fourth, fifth and sixth. Season will begin in January, and you can register online, so you don't have to go out there necessarily to do this. Register online at www.playaltus.com. It's $55 to do that. Then something, no politics here, but everybody needs to have the opportunity to vote. And so early in-person voting is going to be taking place October 29th and 30th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then October 31st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Jackson County Courthouse lobby. And so please, you know, get out and be active. That's what our democracy and republic's all about, is everybody having a vote. And so get out and vote. Then the folks over at the NBC Oklahoma's Wigwam Gallery, doing a great job over there. Mr. Ferguson and his team of bringing art to our area and continue to promote arts in our area. They've got 24 works on paper, and they've got just a plethora of artists being represented over there now. October 5th through November 13th is what those works are being shown right now. You can go to nbcwigwam.art for news or events and a virtual tour, or you can follow them on Twitter at Wigwam Art, or visit them at 123 West Commerce, and it's downtown on the bank from 8 to 5, and you can ask for the curator, and they can try to help you out by making appointments or taking you over if they have time to do that. And our friends out at Southwest Technology Center are going to have a Zoom video conference, Get Your Business Found on Google Search and Maps. And so it's a way to connect your business with Google on the business end of it to help promote your business when people are searching, making sure you're not down at the bottom of the list, but closer to the top of the list, and making sure people know where your business is. So there's certain ways to do that to help you out. And so this Zoom conference will be taking place on Tuesday, October 20th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Contact the Technology Center, 477-2250. They'll be able to help you out. And that's going to be, you can register at www.reiwbc.org, or contact them again out at WOSC. And then our friends out at WOSC are going to be having their Reconnect and Enroll. That's going to be going on October 22nd through the 27th. And so I would encourage you to contact WOSC to get more information about that. And then the Sears Hometown out on 3003 East Broadway is having their grand opening. They're under new ownership, and they've done some renovation. I've seen pictures, and things look great out there. So they're going to have their re-grand opening on October 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They've got different things going to take place out there. Kids costume taking place. Let's see, I'm just reading down through here real quick. Different age groups for kids' costumes going to be taking place. Costume contest for dogs and animals. We're going to do a ribbon cutting out there as the Chamber of Commerce at 11 o'clock that morning. And so we're excited about that. And that just goes back to shopping local. It's very important and critical to keep our local businesses here, keep your tax dollars here local, and all of those go to help promote the growth of our community and our businesses. I'm so excited about the people and business entrepreneurs that are investing in our community and reinvesting in our community. There's great things going on, and so that'll be information for another show, but there are lots of good things going on in our community. Then Western Oklahoma State College, again, is having a cool event. They have their pumpkin patch out there. So on Saturday, October 24th, from 2 to 6, $5 donate or $5 admission to get into the pumpkin patch. They're going to be having, that'll include a hot dog and a drink, fun games and a hayride, and then one mini pumpkin. And then children under 3 are free there. But anyway, that's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy some outdoors. And I know they're doing some good things out there. So that'll be something taking place Saturday, October 24th from 2 to 6. And then again, our friends Parks and Rec are doing a Haunted Hustle half marathon and 5K. And so the event will begin Saturday the 24th at 8 a.m. It's going to start out right in front of the city auditorium. So it's going to be grab your costume for the fun run. And so you can dress up if you feel like doing that and get out there and enjoy a half marathon or 5K. They're going to have treats and prizes. You can go to www.playalthus.com for more information. The registration for that is going to be $35. And so, again, those our friends down at Parks and Rec doing a great job of trying to keep our community active at all ages and excited about what they're doing down there. And then our friends over at Main Street Altus are going to do Walking on Chalk 2.0. This is going to be a Canvas edition. They have a beginning date of October 1st, which is already passed, and a deadline's October 30th. You can contact Lena over at 482-2277 for more information about it. And there's going to be prizes, giveaways, and things there. And so we've got a lot of great, talented young people in our community, as well as older people. And so this is an opportunity for you to get involved there. So if you have questions, 482-2277. And then another thing Main Street Altus will be sponsoring is a Halloween creepy crawl on October 31st from 10 to 5. It says bring the kids in costumes and collect stamps on your card. And let's see, possibly with a grand prize gift basket. Take photos and photo ops created by the stores. So it's going to be all around the square down here. And again, Lena and the team over at Main Street Altus doing a great job keeping our community active and growing. And so we're proud of what they're doing. Then something that we're helping sponsor is a Team Up Cleanup campaign here for our community. So that's going to take place. We're working together with the City of Altus and hopefully other organizations will get involved. But like I say, Team Up to Clean Up, it's going to take place Saturday, November 7th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we're going to do all of our check-in and check-out at City Hall, 509 South Main Street. So we're hoping people will call in and sign up. They can call here, 482-0210, the Chamber of Commerce, or email us, rkerr@altuschamber.com. If you or your family, your business, your organization, sports teams, families, like I say, church groups, would like to get involved and help clean up our community, we're going to work on the thoroughfares. And then if we get that done, well, then we may take up and walk down some streets in our community to try to clean up. And this is a part of a larger campaign that we're working on. So this is a project of a larger campaign of cleaning up our community. And we're hoping that people will take this as the igniter, if you will, to start going out and working in their neighborhoods to clean up yards. You know, if you've got weeds, hoe or mow them down, whatever that looks like. If there's, you know, ways that you can do repairs on your house or whatever, we're just hoping to really engage our whole community in cleaning up. We want our community to be something that we're proud of. We want it to be a community of choice for people to want to move to and businesses to come to. And so think of it when we talk about clean up the community is clean up in more than one way. And so we're excited about this. We're hoping that people will get on the bandwagon, so to speak, and help us to continue this where it won't just be a one-time a year event. We're hoping to plan at a minimum two times a year where we'll have an orchestrated cleanup. But we'll also try to do that maybe even quarterly. And along with that, the City of Altus, working with the county commissioners, has put some roll-off dumpsters out. And those dumpsters are located they're on South Blaine. It doesn't have necessarily an address. It's the county barns down there. So it's a block and a half south of Martin Luther King Drive on Blaine Street. And there's a couple of roll-off dumpsters out there. And so if you've got trash that doesn't fit in the dumpster behind your house in the alley, what we'd like you to do is you can take it on out to the city dump, like always. Or if you don't think that you can make it out there, you don't have the transportation to get it all the way out there, then these dumpsters are right here in the city. And so we're hoping that people will take that trash that they'd normally stack out around their dumpsters out to the roll-off dumpster and help keep our alleys clean. And like I said, this is a partnership in conjunction with the county commissioners and the city. And so we're hoping that this works out and that people will get on board with that. We'll have roll-offs out and about for the cleanup day as well. So if you've got large trash, if our volunteers can get it on a trailer or something, they may help do that. But if not, we'll have those dumpsters stationed all across our city and different locations. So it should make it easier for you to get out and clean up. And then right after that, on November 8th, we're going to have the holiday open house. Our chamber members, many of them will have special treats or sales going on in their stores. And so we encourage people to get involved and shop around on Sunday the 8th. And that will be the Candy Cane Cash kickoff date as well. And then the final date for the ASNIP out at the Animal Welfare Shelter, where you can spay or neuter your animals, is going to be October 19th, November 16th, or December 14th. And if you want more information about that, you can call 471-0392 to secure a spot to do that. Then our friends out at the health department are going to be UNIGHT, it's UNIGHT, a free quarterly workshop to focus on you and how to unite our community. And so that's going to be in conjunction with the health department, and now this Air Force Base is going to be involved with that for Healthy Holidays. Takes place Thursday, November 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the evening at Southwest Technology Center Seminar Center. Then the city of Altus is going to present Christmas in the Hightower Park again. That'll start on November 20th. And we're hoping to have the Christmas lights turned on that night. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there. There's plenty of room in the park to social distance. So we're doing that. And then Main Street Altus, our main realty in Altus, and in conjunction with us here at the Chamber and our community partners, are having the Christmas parade. And this is going to be a drive-through parade. We know it's not the standard parade where we go up and down Main Street. We're trying to work with all of the COVID regulations and things to try to keep everybody as safe as possible on our floats. And rather than line it up and down Main Street, we're going to have our floats sitting in the parking lot at WOSC, and there'll be directed traffic out there to try to keep as much traffic off of Main Street. So we're working on a route to get people in on the north end of WOSC. You'll serpentine through the parking lot there, then enter on the south side of WOSC to the static displays there. So we're hoping that people will continue to enter the parade as contestants. And then do that. And I know that there are people saying, well, safe distancing. And so this allows floats to set still. If you had many people that were going to be on a float, they can rotate in and out and still partake in the parade float. And then also the thoughts are that we're, if you're going to be riding through, you ride in cars with your family anyway, all of those things are still the standards of trying to practice safe protocols for COVID, and that you would be in a car with your family or your friends that you're already involved with or close to. And so we're just trying to be as safe as we can through this. So we're excited about the one thing, that trying to continue a little bit of normalcy throughout this time. And so we're excited that the parade's going to be out there, and our partners at WOSC for allowing us to do it there. And we've got a lot of volunteers helping out. And so if you're interested in registering a float or entering a float, you can get hold of us at www.altuschamber.com, and we'll be happy to get you the entry guidelines and information. So call us here, 482-0210. And whew, that makes it through the list.
And plenty of stuff coming up, that's for sure, Roger.
Yes, plenty of stuff. And that's great, you know, that we're all continuing to try to figure out ways to keep our events going on. And anyway, as much as they're not normal, at least we're making those attempts. You know, I can't get on here and not say, you know, the numbers of COVID are going up in our area. And so I just highly encourage people to not let up. I know that we're all weary of it and tired of it, but continue to practice the safe protocols, your mask, washing your hands often, give that distance when you're in stores or in restaurants. You know, we just still have to work hard to get through this time.
That's right. Well, Roger, always great to visit with you. Of course, for more information, 482-0120, 301 West Commerce is the office, and also altuschamber.com and all the socials as well.
Exactly. And so we appreciate you guys so much for always being such a great host and a community partner. So thank you and your team, and y'all take care.
Again, like we mentioned, altuschamber.com. Again, thanks to our sponsor, Smiley's Breezy Vapes. Want to make sure if you have any questions, they know everything there is to know about not only mods, batteries, they've got the chargers, disposables, plus the largest selection of flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. You can give them a call at 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273, or just stop in and see them at 313 Falcon Road. You can also like them on Facebook, Smiley's Breezy Vapes. Up next, we talk from Bill Jack Products with Kim Gabayline. We'll talk about learning the real age for that pet that you have at home. You know, we like to talk about animals, rescuing, and all that. And with that in mind, we've got Kim Gabayline. I hope I didn't just absolutely tear that one up from Bill Jack and Kim. I tried. If I failed.
That was beautiful, Cameron. You nailed it.
and you know, this is something that we're going to talk about today. That most of our animals, we know their age, but we have a couple of ours that we're kind of iffy on. And I wanted to hear about calculating a dog's age. I mean, how can you actually do that, especially for us novices?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a fascinating topic because I think a lot of people, you know, we see our dogs as family. I know that my dog is, and it sounds like your dogs are your family too. And so we're always thinking about how old are they, right? How can I relate to them? How can I get to know them? What do they need at what ages, you know? So I think that we're all kind of fascinated with trying to figure out, you know, how old they are and what we can do about that. So, and I think, you know, if I asked you generally how many years is a dog year, what would tell me in human years?
Seven, I think, is what they say, seven, but I know that's not
right,
an exact.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, that kind of is a long time kind of old kind of wives' tale thing that I think that they used to say generally because, you know, dogs used to live about 10 years on average, and humans live about 70 years on average. And so hopefully that's getting higher on both sides. So they kind of said, okay, well, you know, a dog year is worth 7 years. And so now I think that they've been doing a lot more studies, you know, and I think and really trying to understand more about how old is a dog really and how do they age. And so it's really interesting that the Smithsonian Magazine has done an article on some work that they've been doing about looking at this aging process. And I think what they're finding is really, really interesting. You know, I think we all know puppies grow pretty fast, right?
Yeah, so, all too fast.
You know, yeah. Some days it feels like, you know, your puppy's going to be a puppy forever because they're chewing everything up and driving you a little crazy. But generally they age pretty quickly, and, you know, because they're growing from that puppy to almost full grown, usually somewhere between, you know, 10 months, you know, usually by 10 months if they're a smaller breed, they're going to be an adult. By 1 year if they're kind of a medium breed, but it could take maybe 18 months if you have a large breed dog like you have a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And so that would, you know, maybe take 18 to 24 months kind of to get to that really big giant size. But that's a pretty fast growth. And so what they found is that dogs actually age very similar to, you know, babies. Babies grow up, you know, go kind of from very small to, you know, finally when they're kind of one or two, they grow pretty quickly in that range, right? So that they're kind of aging pretty quickly. But then what happens with dogs instead is that they actually kind of go a little bit faster for a little longer, and then they're suddenly adult, right? So maybe around their 2 or 3 year birthday, and then their aging slows down. So that's what's a little bit different about them, right? We're kind of going a year at a time, and we're not necessarily advancing very much faster, but dogs actually are fast when they're puppies, then they slow down and kind of mature, and then it gets a little bit faster when they get a little bit older. So, you know, to put it in a little bit of context, like, you know, so for example, if you have a 2-year-old dog, that would be equal to about 42 years in human age. So that, you know, that would be 2 is equal to 42. But if you have a 5-year-old dog, that's equal to a dog that's maybe around 56 years old. So that wasn't a really big jump from 2 to 5.
Right.
So again, you're seeing that kind of slow down in that middle of the of their kind of age group. And so it's really interesting to be able to figure this out. They were looking at age markers in humans and comparing them to age markers in Labrador retrievers. So this is just one, you know, one particular kind of breed that they looked at. And they actually came up with a really complex formula that you can actually see online at the Smithsonian's website about calculating your dog's age, where you can actually put in your dog's age and get an estimate of, you know, more close than just saying that they're 7 years at a time, you know, old for their age.
And how much different is the aging as they get older, different wise between the larger and smaller breeds?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different. You know, I think that, obviously bigger breeds, you know, we talk a lot about them living shorter lives, you know, so normally they're going to, you know, age a little more quickly. So, you know, just even though they're puppies for a little bit longer, right, until they're fully grown, they may only live to be maybe 7 to 10 years old, where a lot of smaller breeds or medium breeds might live into their teens and might even live into their late teens if they're a small breed. So we've certainly heard about dogs living to be 16 or 18 years old. So it really can, you know, they really do age faster when they're a larger breed. So a lot of times we're talking about senior dogs, maybe around 5 or 6 years old if you have maybe a Great Dane, maybe 7 years old if you have a medium breed dog like a Beagle. But then if you have a small breed dog, it might be a little more like 9 years old.
And along those lines also, we know this is a challenge at our house, is feeding animals, especially if you have a range of ages. I mean, how important and challenging is it to make sure that they're all getting the right nutrients?
It definitely can be a challenge when you have a house full, you know, of a fur family. And so, you know, you really want to look for a food. You know, it depends on how you want to feed them. You know, certainly there can also be a little bit of competitiveness in eating. You know, I don't know if you have that with your brood, if your pack does that, but you know, sometimes one of the dogs might want to eat everyone's food.
Oh yeah, we have one.
And then no one else gets food. Yeah, yeah. So there's always one in the crowd, right? So in that case, you may want to feed them separately, right? So if you're feeding them in separate rooms, then you can obviously choose formulas that are very age appropriate for them. There's also, you know, some formulas, our select adult formula, it's called select adult, but our select adult formula and our sensitive solution formula at Biljack, those are good for all life stages. So we make sure that it has all the nutrients that a puppy would need in it and an adult, and, you know, as your dog gets older. So that sometimes can make feeding time a little bit easier if you have multiple dogs at different age levels and you want to make sure that everybody's getting the food that they need and the nutrients they need every day.
Yeah, and our problem is that we've got puppies, but then we also have a large breed puppy and a small breed puppy. So differentiating the foods is just one of the challenges in our household.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and certainly, you know, as a puppy, you know, large breed dogs in particular can have issues growing too fast. You know, I mean, I know that sounds kind of strange, right, because they do grow quickly, but you don't want them to grow more quickly than they should, you know, than they were projected to do. So it's real important to be able to measure your dog's food. I mean, obviously, I always tell folks it's really important to measure your dog's food no matter if you have one dog. You know, you don't want to put just any amount of food in the bowl and let them eat it all day. You want to be measuring to make sure that you're feeding according to their weight. And then those feeding guidelines are, you know, need to be adjusted up or down based on your dog's activity level. But when you have a puppy, like your Great Dane puppy, you want to make sure that you're definitely measuring their food because you don't want them to get too much food and grow too quickly because that's not good for their joints.
And whenever you like change foods for a dog, like you want to do something dietarily for them, if you have a problem with them eating right away, or you don't want to panic, but are there any tips along those lines?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a couple different things that you can do. You know, certainly there are, you know, some formulas that are available for if dogs are a little pickier than others, you know, so I know that at Biljack we have a picky no more formula and people laugh, but, you know, we do get a lot of people who have dogs that maybe, you know, are a little picky. Maybe the kibbles are too hard for them. This kibble's a little softer. It could just be the taste. You know, I know that this, with our picky no more, we have a liver. It's with liver, with chicken liver, and dogs really love chicken liver, so that kind of enhances the taste a little bit more. But then, if you've got a formula, you're going to want to try to feed it. Depending on the formula that you're feeding, you might need to mix it in to be able to make that transition. Some brands have you do that. We always say at Bill Jack, with us, it's usually fairly easy to transition to Bill Jack without a whole lot of transition. So dogs usually take to us pretty well, but you want to make sure you don't overfeed them when you give them a new food, so that they're not eating too much and then getting sick on it. But I think it's also really important, you can also mix some things in. There's, a lot of options for, wet food or different kinds of things to be able to add a little bit more taste to the food if they're not liking their food. But, I'm always feeling like, hey, if they're not eating it like that, then, maybe you should look for another food because maybe that's just not the right food for them.
And of course, I want to make sure we did talk about the calculating of your dog's age. If folks want to find out more information about that, Kim, first off.
Yeah, first off, I'd say go out to Smithsonian's magazine or to Google and Google Smithsonian and dog calculator, and they should be able to. You should be able to pull that article up really pretty quickly to be able to throw your dog's age in there. There's a great little box in there. You just throw it in there, and they'll be able to help you give you an estimate of what your dog's age really is, and not that 7 year age calculation.
And also, we talked about some of the different products that that are available for folks with differing ages, different diets as well. More information, they can find out about the products you guys have to offer.
Yeah, I always recommend come out to our website at billjack.com. It's BILJAC. We have a lot of information about nutrition and how to think about your dog's nutrition. We also have a great way to be able to plug in answer a few quick questions about your dog, and we can help make recommendations about what to think about nutritionally. And then we also have a great blog out there too under Pet Parents. That you can go out there and learn lots of, fun and interesting things like what we're talking about here today about calculating your dog's age, but also about, our dog's colorblind and all kinds of other fun things about your dog, just so you know them a little bit better.
All right. Well, Kim, it has been great to visit with you. Appreciate the info. And well, if nobody else learned anything, I at least learned something today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
And hope you have a great weekend, and hopefully we can catch up again real soon.
That'd be great. Thank you so much, Cameron. I really appreciate it, and hopefully all your quarantining goes safely.
Again, for more information, visit bill-jack.com. Again, thank you for our sponsor for this episode at Smiley's Breezy Vapes, 313 Falcon Road here in Altus. For the novice all the way to the legendary vapors, give them a call. They've got all the know-how, plus they've got the latest products and the largest line of disposables and flavors in Southwest Oklahoma. Stop in and see them at 313 Falcon Road in Altus. Online, smileysbreezyvapes.com, also on Facebook, or call or text at 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8723. Up next, we have TV host and author, Judge Janine Pirro. First off, Judge, thank you so much for your time.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you.
And tell us a little bit about the book and obviously the timeliness. We're on the short stick as we come close to Election Day.
Well, look, the book is the third in a trilogy of books that I've written, Liars, Leakers, Liberals, about the Russia collusion delusion. And then Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, how the radicals are resisting everything out of revenge for not dragging Hillary across the finish line. And now it's just as simple as don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom. What the left is engaged in today is a curtailment of our constitutional rights. If you say something that they deem as politically incorrect, you lose your job. You are canceled by that culture movement. If people are triggered by your presence, you can be fired because they're not comfortable at work with you. And we've seen during the pandemic the discrimination against churches and places of worship and synagogues, where Gavin Newsom and in New York Cuomo are being sued because they're putting unduly restrictions on people and their right to practice their religion. And, now we've got Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, and they're saying, we're going to take your guns from you. And Kamala Harris says, there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents me from taking your guns. So we've got a lot at stake. And in just the last 24, 48 hours, we see big tech companies making a decision to literally cancel out newspaper stories if they believe those stories hurt their candidate. And this is enough. I've had just about enough of what they're doing on the left, canceling people, saying that we're not entitled to certain rights, you know, defunding police, which is crazy. I mean, how do you defund police? You tell people to stay in their homes and you don't want them to have a gun, and then you want to defund the police. I mean, how stupid is that? But this is a fascist movement where if you don't believe what they believe, you're going to lose all your freedoms. And they're proud of it. They're not worried about it at all.
And Judge, for you, you kind of touch a lot of the bases that are strong points, if you will, for the left side, if you will. But for you to be on the right side, tell us how the eyes have been kind of covered over. Folks aren't seeing the whole truth there either.
Well, yeah, they're not seeing the whole truth because, you know, Twitter is shadow banning. Twitter is canceling stories. I mean, look, last night at the debate, not even a debate, and I still don't know why they couldn't have had a debate. I mean, Donald Trump was there speaking to, being grilled, I should say, at a town hall by Savannah Guthrie. And, you know, why couldn't they have debated each other? Because the Presidential Debate Commission wanted to save Joe from the hard questions that Stephanopoulos should have asked him, which is, what's the deal with your son? What's the deal with China? What about this executive from Burisma thanking your son for connecting the two of you? And did you have a meeting with the head of with one of these Burisma executives? Why aren't they being asked this? I mean, you know, Hunter Biden went through Europe with a vacuum cleaner. I mean, he sucked up millions from Ukraine, $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, $1.5 billion from communist China. I mean, we've got to find out, what is this, a crime family? I mean, you know, you've got Joe Biden's brother building houses in Saudi Arabia with government contracts. What are these people about? We know Joe Biden's not worried about us, and he can't answer a question. Well, is he going to pack the court? Well, you know, you don't deserve to know. And then now he says last night, well, I'll let you know before the election. We'll see how it goes. We'll answer the question. You know, it's crazy. 20 million people have already voted. Were they not entitled to an answer, Joe? But Joe was nothing more than a Trojan horse for the left. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, Kamala Harris will end up running everything because she talks about the Harris administration and Joe talks about the Harris administration. And sometimes you need to believe people when they tell you who they are.
And for you, the COVID-19 obviously has impacted so many, everybody's life in some way or some fashion or another. Obviously, it has raised tensions. And how much do you think those tensions are being played upon by the sides?
Well, I mean, everybody, you know, I think people are all dug in right now. And you know, the truth is that I'm not, and I said this months ago, I'm not sure the country should have been shut down. You know, Fauci was working on a model, and I talk about this, and don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom. Fauci was relying on a model by a guy named Neil Ferguson from the UK, who was an alarmist, who had everybody in the UK killing, you know, there are cows and there are sheep over the mad cow disease. And then, you know, it turned out he was wrong. And it was like, never mind. And we're following this guy. We're listening to him. And so if anything, the president has shown how at 74 years of age, you can have COVID and 4 days later be out on the road. I mean, I'm not saying that it isn't dangerous. 200,000 Americans, more than that, have died. But the vast majority have other issues, comorbidity issues. And even the CDC, you know, says that only 6% die of it directly. And that's 6% too many. But we've got to let people go back to work. We've got to let people get out there and fulfill the American dream. They're entitled to this. These little dictators around the country can't lock us down anymore. I mean, this is outrageous, but that's what the left wants to do. They want to control what you say, what you think, whether you go to work, and now whether you can even read a newspaper. And right now, Twitter and Facebook, they have got to be regulated. They just crossed the Rubicon.
And Judge, you know, the book says, don't lie to me. And my question is, over the last 4 years, what's the greatest truth that's out there?
Well, I think the greatest truth that's out there is the truth is that Donald Trump is a president who is doing this because, you know, he wants to improve America. And he's already proven that. I mean, we had a roaring economy. We had, you know, the lowest unemployment we've had and I don't know, half a century or even more. African-Americans, minorities were working. You know, 5 years ago, think about it. We were worried about the ISIS caliphate and they're coming over here and chopping our heads off. He got rid of it. It's the American dream that Donald Trump is promoting. And it's about time Americans understood that he's not pocketing anything, that the rest of the Democrats and establishment don't accept him because he's in it for all the right reasons and they're in it for themselves.
And again, that book, you referred to it, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Judge Jeanine Pirro, I want to make sure and let our listeners know where to find more information about the book and everything else you've got going social media wise as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You can get Amazon. I mean, it'll be delivered the next day or any bookstore. And, you can go to judgejeanine.store. You can get cups and things like that. Judge Jeanine, J-E-A-N-I-N-E, .store. But, you know, my show's on Fox, 9 o'clock Eastern time, Saturday nights, and repeats on midnight and then after that. Facebook, Twitter, it's judge_Jeanine. And you can find me on social media. I mean, I'm just working day and night trying to make sure that this election is something where Americans can vote and where their vote counts. And that's the only thing we've got going for us as Americans, because if the left had their way, they would shut the country down and we wouldn't be able to even read the news. And that's frightening for all of us.
That is right. And Judge Jeanine Pirro, it has been great to visit with you. I look forward to spending some more time with the book and hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. And by the way, there are a lot of footnotes in there. If you get in an argument with someone, the footnotes are the evidence. So you can get everything you need. Thanks so much for having me on.
Great to visit with you.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Again, the sponsor for today's podcast is Smiley's Breezy Vapes at 313 Falcon Road. If you ever have any questions, Shelly and the gang know all of the information. If they don't, they can get the information to you. If they have a special flavor that you'd like them to special order for you, give them a call, 580-471-VAPE. That's 580-471-8273. They've got the largest selection of disposables and flavors in Southwest Oklahoma, plus batteries, mods, you name it. They've got it for you at Smiley's Breezy Vapes. Our final guest on this episode is creator and host of the upcoming series To the Rescue, Tommy Habib. Another very special guest. You know him from the TV series Cheaters. Also got a brand new series I'm excited to talk about. Well, everybody knows I'm an animal lover anyway. So To the Rescue, we've got Tommy Habib on the line with us. And first off, Tommy, thanks so much for taking the time.
Are you kidding me? I mean, I've got the best job in the world and I want to scream it from the rooftops.
Now tell our listeners about To the Rescue and how close and personal this work is for you.
Well, this is very, very personal. I'm a big dog lover and advocate, and I've got, you know, we've got our own rescue, dog rescue foundation. And the time just came, you know, I've been part of the world for 20 years. You know, the SPCA LA asked me to come in and work with them, and I hosted their telethon with Betty White. And, you know, so I've been part of the world, but now I was able to do it on television and shed some light on these amazing people around the world that actually get their hands dirty every day rescuing dogs that are in peril. And so I'm really so proud to feature these people and the wonderful work they do. And just to be a little part of that is so wonderful. But on the show, we find dogs typically that are you know, most of these dogs don't have long to live. They're in big trouble. We pull them out of the bad situation they're in. We get them their veterinary care they need. We get them a foster, and we get them dog training. And you get to live this every moment, and every, you know, we take you, you'll get dirty with us because it's pretty serious. And then it gets so much better when you see them starting to recover. And then we get them training, and you watch these dogs that were lost at one time, and they're learning how to be socialized, right, around people and other dogs. And then the best part is we give them an extreme puppy makeover, and you get to see this dog being pampered. And then the ultimate, right, they find their forever home.
Yeah.
And we match them up with that perfect family or that perfect individual that needed them in their life. And so there's nothing better than to look in a dog's eyes when he is in his forever home and with his family. And then you really learn, and you see how this dog has transformed. And, you know, I was right there in Oklahoma because we rescued this dog down in San Antonio that just was on his last leg. And literally, this dog was going to be put down that night. And his name's Hondo. And we gave him this complete transformation. He was in big, big trouble. And right now, I was up there in Oklahoma, did a little recap on Hondo. And that's on our first episode. And I have to tell you, I was in tears because this dog has the most wonderful life on this ranch in Oklahoma. And he is just having the time of his life. And his owners, they're going, I didn't know what it was like to have a rescue. We've never had a rescue. And they go, well, that's all we're ever going to have, because this dog, they see the appreciation, right? And the importance. And, you know, they've got a little baby, and their baby's starting to grow up, and they're going, you know, we needed some, you know, every boy has to have a dog. And so it's a wonderful story. We have all these wonderful, actually Florida stories. Oklahoma stories. We have so many really wonderful ones there. Some great rescue people there in Oklahoma.
And Tommy, to be able to shed light, like you said, about the rescue workers as well. I mean, it's a little different, I think, today if you see an animal control vehicle. It just seems like they have a more caring outreach as well to the animal population than we did see, say, when we were younger, Tommy.
Yes, I'll tell you, and that's what's so important that people understand. These people that are working in these facilities, they're not doing it for the money. They care about these dogs. I travel with them. I travel in those trucks. I see these people have, you know, their hearts are just torn up, and they want to help these dogs. They're not just grabbing them. I mean, the old, you know, you watch the old cartoon and the, you know, the dog catcher. It's not that at all. And what I want you to do is get to meet these people and see what they go through, and is they're working so hard to find homes for them, as they're pulling these dogs out of bad situations, because that's what they're doing, or these dogs that are running on the streets, they're taking pictures and sending them back, and they're plastering them on social media, help find a place for this dog, right? So they're doing so much good. I just want to also do a shout out to Infinity Farms Rescue. They're in Oklahoma. Brittany over there is doing some amazing, amazing things and what she's done. And we're featuring her and her, one of her dogs, Petunia. Petunia was just walking across some land and they found her on the side of the road. Somebody had shot her right in the face. And, you know, for just because they thought, well, maybe this dog's wild is going to come hurt my livestock or something. But Jesus Christ, I don't understand who's going to shoot a dog. And this dog lived. This dog has 200 BB pellets in his skull, and it's so sweet. And you'll see her on one of our episodes. because it's a really a wonderful story. I think it's episode 7 or something like that.
And
in episode 1, you're going to meet Hondo, and that starts tomorrow. It airs tomorrow.
And Tommy, where can if folks want to check out the new series, where can they find out more information, not only to watch, but also everything you got going on socially as well?
Yes. Yeah. So at ToTheRescue.com, I'm sorry, ToTheRescueTV.com is our website, and you can find out where the show's airing and depending on where you are. And then all of our social media, if you want to smile today, go to The Rescue at To The Rescue TV on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and it's going to make you feel better about your day. There's some fun stuff, you know, wonderful stories, and it's growing every day. We're a young company. We're just premiering tomorrow, so we're doing our best to load it up, but you can follow me as well. I have probably deeper stories because I've been doing this for a while. And so at Tommy Habib on Facebook or Instagram or Facebook, you'll get some of these stories. And but follow the show. It's so important. And any, you know, if you want to be a foster or you want to adopt a dog, or you just want to like get a very cool experience, come to our social media or watch our show. I think you'll be happy. And as I tell everybody, this is a show about dogs, and it's not a kid show. It's a family show, because we take you through the entire experience. You're going to cry, you're going to laugh, and you're going to cheer.
Well, again, To The Rescue, Tommy Habib, it has been great to visit with you today. I would love to spend some more time with you, talk about this. We're a rescue family as well, and hope you have a great rest, a great weekend. And like I said, hopefully we can catch up again real soon.
Please, let's do that. And I'm so proud of you for what you're doing in rescuing these dogs. And you know how they change your life.
They change ours more than we do change theirs. That's for sure, Tommy.
That's for sure. All right, my friend. Thanks so much.
Again, thanks for tuning us in for this 34th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole, brought to you by Smiley's Breezy Vapes. If you ever have a comment, question, or anything else you'd like to know, find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GQ with Cam. If you'd like to help out in the funding for the podcast, feel free to click the support tab and follow the instructions. And if you have a special guest idea, email me, Cameron@kwhw.com. We'll be back with episode number 35 Monday evening.